Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm so drunk.
I am so drunk.
Two fucking drinks. I'm out.
Well, hold on. That's four shots of gin, though.
Yeah, and four shots of gin, two types of pink gin in
mine. Don't make us do maths on this podcast. No, I meant my
We've recorded includes... two episodes. I'm absolutely wasted.
I thought you started to look good. I'm obviously drunk.
Oh, we must start. Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
So you died. Get over it. We have. You honestly think you're the first to be thrown by your gay brother into a ravine of stampeding wildebeest?
Shake out that mane, warm up that rich baritone, and pad down through those fiery gates for a good old-fashioned gossip with me, Daniel Fox, comedian, the ghost of John Lewis President. Fucking Jesus.
John Lewis President. Keep it going, I love that.
And Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Bane Duckley, comedian, proud sodomite, and rogue angel. Darling!
Darling, darling, darling.
Darling, I'm drunk.
We've had a little drink.
We've had a drinkette.
Hey, full disclosure, we've recorded two episodes in one day today.
Yeah.
If you must know, we recorded episode 5.
I'm quite drunk.
We've already had a beverage. It's only going to get worse.
I'm dedicating this episode to that camera because I'm going to start working her more. I want her to melt with my desire.
Hey, Dane, sometimes when I'm trying to just do things with this podcast, like I'll be reading a letter, you know, I'll be doing whatever, and I look up and Dane is just biting his lip at the camera.
As an ex-model, Daniel, it's our inclination.
Never goes in the edit.
No, does it?
Dane,
yes.
As always, here in Hell,
yes.
Cocktails are on hand,
right.
And you are providing today.
I won't tell you the name because it will give it away, but have a little taste.
Okay. Here comes my super taster strength.
Oh, you say once, it doesn't taste like it's got any alcohol in it, and I will scalp the face off you because this has four shots of an alcohol.
It does taste a bit alcoholic.
Oh, it's because you've got the liver of like a Russian president.
There is a slight savoury taste to this. It's obviously sweet, but there's like almost like a, is there a spice in this?
No.
Why does it taste?
You basic bitch.
Fried.
Fried?
It tastes like an exotic fruit.
Mm. A name I used to.
I'm going to say.
There are.
Is it mango? No.
There are two shots of gin in your cup.
Are there really? Is there mango in this?
No, there's not.
There's an exotic fruit in there.
Yes, there is. Do you know what? There's more exotic fruit than mango. Colonizer.
Like a soft-fleshed fruit.
Well, that's
a name you used to dance under.
Well, geez, we're lowering it down to it.
Well, no, but like a mango. Like a cactus fruit. What is it?
The drink is called guava.
Guava, isn't it?
Guava palava.
Guava palava.
I don't know if Americans would know the word palava, but I think it's like a Cockney word. Palava means like a carry-on.
Yes. Okay. Which like is
a,
what?
A shambles, a shenanigans. Yeah.
Palava's like, oh.
No, no, I hadn't finished my... Palava's like, oh.
A palava is like, oh, what?
A riot.
What are to do? We're just saying lots of British things. What a carry on.
A
what
brouhaha.
A to do. What a brouhaha.
A high palai.
It's a palava.
It's what your hair is
How would
currently.
You describe a palava to a non...
Palava's like mayhem.
Mayhem.
A slice of mayhem.
Sort of chaotic fun mayhem. Yeah. Palava.
Pavlova. The Guava Palava, she is your Tanqueray gin. Hello.
Okay.
She is guava juice. Guava juice. And she is a fresh lime.
It's actually lovely. It is reminding me of... do you know, I'm sure you do,
the Muffin Man,
the upmarket chain Thai restaurant, maybe Pan-Asian restaurant, Busaba?
I do, yes.
Busaba.
Yeah.
They used to do, they maybe even still do, a thing called a Guava Collins. Oh.
Oh, hello.
So it is guava, where it's guava and some sort of like, there's a creaminess to it.
Yeah.
And there's a kefir lime leaf in it.
Well, guava has quite a perfume taste, but there is like a weird savoury unctuousness.
That's what I'm getting. There's just the
Sorry,
slightest...
I haven't finished my speech. There is a weird savoury unctuousness at the back of the palate there. Continue.
Now, I wonder if down the line, you know, breadfruit.
Yes.
I wonder if that's vaguely related to a guava.
I think...
For a savoury...
Ergo, I know that guava, breadfruit and guanabana, also known as soursop, are all related.
Okay. Dane's family live in Thailand.
This week, yes.
Okay,
they're hippies, they move a lot.
They move around, and at this moment they're living on like a lovely beachfront.
Koh Samui, yeah.
So lovely. I keep seeing amazing videos of Dane's mum just like dancing. Irish jigs around a beachfront,
exactly.
Like logic.
With a dragon fruit in hand.
It looks gorgeous. Anyway, so Dane knows a lot about exotic fruits, and also he has one. Okay. it's lovely.
Thank you. So, how have you been, darling?
I've been very well, thank you. I have been on tour. My tour has begun, the tour proper.
Villain. Daniel Fox.
By Daniel Fox. A love letter to the villains that we all know and love. Which means I've spent the last few days travelling. I have done, in 4 days, 21 hours of driving. I feel quite mad.
It's not that crazy because I've had 18 hours of voice notes from you. So
yes. When I'm driving, I just send Dane audio essays on.
And I love them. Yeah, they're my power.
It will be me being like so, like, sorry to our American listeners, but incredibly American about being like, and another thing my therapist said is that, like, I really need to just lean into the power of me. But, like, also, it is me. We are discussing, you know, the difference between cinnamon and cassia, as we always do. Discussing the merits of nutmeg.
Yeah. What are the real properties of bay leaf? Who is she? Why is she?
How is Nigella aging so well?
Yeah. I think we know.
I think we know. we have been talking at length. But, yeah, I've just been traveling a lot. I have had 3 gorgeous shows. I've recently performed in...
All 3 were gorgeous, would you say?
I would say all 3 were gorgeous.
Right, that's amazing.
Richmond.
That's not what I heard. No, I'm joking.
No. I did Richmond in North Yorkshire. I did... what did I do? I did Chester, which was lovely. Beautiful town.
Yeah.
City? City, I think.
I have no idea.
And I also did...
sold out, I believe.
Hull. All sold out. Thank you very much. Welcome
Listen, I love to come for you and be a bitch, but... your show moved me to real tears. I've not real cried from laughter in years. Not since I've seen your naked exposed pictures. No, your show is so fucking good. You know I was a fan from the get-go, but honestly, it's so fucking good. It's so camp, it's so funny.
Bless you for that.
And it's so stylized.
I have been, at the end of this show, shouting out the podcast. At the end of the show, I go, hey guys, thank you so much for listening for that full hour. If you're not already completely sick of my voice, me and my very good friend, a dear woman I know, Dane Buckley, comedian, allegedly, allegedly, he claims to be a comedian. We are performing, we are doing a podcast. It's called Welcome to Hell. The amount of people who have whooped and come up at the end to say that they have listened is so nice.
That is amazing.
And they are inevitably drunk women. On red wine between the ages of 25 to 40, 5 to 60.
Our clan.
Our fucking clan. We love you so much. Thank you.
I've been doing tour support and I've been mentioning it too. And I have also been dropping it
for
Rosie Jones across the country. Thank you. Across several countries now.
Who was her first tour support?
Some old bitter queen. She was fired for bone density issues.
Okay. Side note,
yeah.
Just when you said someone bitter queen, I thought you were going to say biddy, and I was going to just say, we have had a review.
Oh my God, I loved it.
Where someone reviewed us and said, I love these two old biddies.
I loved that.
No one has ever seen us more.
Exactly.
We are so those two ladies.
In my day, you used to just slap drop and buy them a drink.
Kids now don't know. They don't know they've been born.
But I've been mentioning it on tour support, and also I've been forced to mention that it went in straight to the top 10.
Oh my God, it's so annoying.
At that point, do people take their phones out? Like, not when I say I've got a podcast. I'm not quite as famous as you yet. But when I say it went top 10, they take their phones out.
Lovely.
So that's been going well.
Who are we to deny people the knowledge that we're charting artists?
The oral elixir that is our podcast.
I mean, let's not lie. At this point, it's plummeted back out of the charts. But
how dare you say that aloud?
On our debut week, it was top 10. And isn't that everything? And we will get back there.
That's why I'm wearing black.
Dane, how will we get back there?
We will get that back there for a lovely story that encourages...
Okay, you need me. By the power of you leaving us a review.
Oh, okay. I had no idea that's what you wanted me to say.
Hey, guys. Genuinely, you leaving us reviews.
Oh, sorry, we're doing authentic voice? Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm actually coming down here to my straight voice now.
Oh, my God, so butch.
Did I ever tell you about the fact that when I was, like, 20 to 24, I used to try and talk like this all the time?
You did, which is... I didn't think you were a good actress, but actually, I'm hearing is...
I maintained this voice all the time. And do you know where I got this voice from? I searched on YouTube for straight man.
My God.
And I watched videos.
My God.
Isn't that sad?
That is a little bit sad, but also iconic because you can make a dramatic return to your camp self.
And I used to, when I worked in an office, I used to work for a headhunting agency, thank you very much. I would answer the phone like this and I'd be like, hi, nice to meet you. Hi, nice to meet you. I'd be like, hi, Daniel Fox. Yeah, okay, yep.
I wish I kind of had that drama, but from six, I was doing a Madonna and a Bette Midler tribute act. I didn't go through the phase of pretending to butch up. This could not pretend.
I was very openly gay.
Yeah. But you were just a little bit down here.
But I wanted to be that sort of gay.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to be the sort of gay where I was like, I'm not Jonathan Van Ness of Queer Eye. I'm like a sort of slightly laddish. I'm Tom Holland.
God. Oh, yes. Okay.
I tried so hard to get into football.
Oh, my God. Bless you, child.
I watched an episode. I tried a box set. It's not for me.
It's not great.
Anyway, if you would possibly leave us a review, if you were listening to this and you're just chilling and you're sort of, you know, maybe you're doing your crochet, maybe you're having a red wine, maybe you're cutting up a red onion. If you could take 1 second when you're done to just drift over to Spotify or iTunes and just tap 5 stars, anything less than that, literally take a toaster to the bathtub. Anything less than that, fine. It genuinely helps us so much. It helps us be seen by new people. It helps this podcast carry on anyway. Dane, what have you been up to this week?
Thank you. I had my photos did. Thank you.
Yes, you had your photos
done. And my God, my agent wrote them a letter about how I wanted the makeup, how I wanted everything to be right. Because
there was a photo.
Yes. Where I look like an uncooked donut.
Where you look like a filled condom.
I look exactly.
With beautiful eyebrows.
Absolutely. But I had said to them, look, I know I kind of pass for whitish, but I am mixed. So that white powder you've got in your hand, I'm thinking she's not for me.
I would say you pass for whitish, but you could only ever assume you were like Greek.
Yeah.
In a pale light, you look Mediterranean.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But of course, you are actually
half Indian. My love.
He's been waiting to do that all episode.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. I looked very pale, and I should have
something to do with light or makeup or something. But there is a.
My
photo
friends didn't
of
even deny it. You were like, I thought you might gift me that. It's not so bad. No. You went in at oh my a god. Crime.
No, friends, true friends,
yeah,
go to other true friends and say, hey.
You vomited when you saw
in your headshot.
Yeah.
It's making me vomit.
Well, no, I got my new ones.
You look like a lychee.
I look like a lychee. Yes, I do. You're right. Yeah. The new ones are absolutely gorgeous. I was there for 5 hours. Yeah. The photographer is mum, is from the same hometown as my mum in Ireland.
I recommended to you the makeup artist who did mine.
You did, and she was absolutely gorgeous.
Fucking
we
amazing.
We were blasting the Madonna. We were singing while we did it, and I've got some gorgeous pictures.
You look 12.
I look 12. Stone. So I've been doing that, and I've had a lot of other. I've been working on Dan Fox, the musical, in the shower.
You've been touring with Rosie Jones.
I've been touring with Rosie Jones up and down the country.
You went to Soho Farmhouse.
I went to Soho Farmhouse.
Bougie.
So gorgeous.
Members only spa.
The best
retreat.
Roast dinner I've ever had.
That's so surprising.
I know, because rich people aren't known for
posh people
bougie.
Don't make a good. They make a weak, watery gravy.
They do now. They do that cauliflower cheese.
Life changing.
I couldn't stand up. I would leave a puddle. I was dripping. It was so good. Their rice pudding, life-changing, with a licorice blueberry compo.
I mean, shame to advertise Soho House, but listen, if you want to pay us, Soho House, do. Or just give us a free membership. You're supporting Rosie on her tour, Triple Threat.
Triple Threat, of course.
Which I was the original source spot for. Let's get that in. And I hate to go an episode without mentioning that.
You've written musicals, and this summer, hopefully I'm touring around abandoned warehouses. I'm touring Dan Fox the Musical. Currently working on that.
What?
Dan Fox the Musical.
What do you mean?
I'm working on a musical in the shower. Do you not have a shower musical that you write?
Are you writing? Okay, I do.
Yeah.
But tell me about this first.
I just started singing a song about you and started writing Dan Fox. I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I have Dan Fox the Musical under my belt?
And how does this go? Firstly, how does it end?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you've not got to that point.
We're still in development.
How does it start?
Can I give you a quick sample?
I'm demanding that you do.
Is that an old woman with the pox? No, it's Instagram. Daniel Fox. Is that a scarecrow left out in the rain? No, it's TikTok's Daniel again. Oh, Daniel, say it with your forked tongue. Let's not pretend. Oh, Daniel, underneath your scales, you're my ninth best friend.
I'm absolutely speechless.
I had such fun with that.
You didn't fucking read anything. That was all off the top of your head. You have memorized this. This is real.
I do vocal scales in the shower, like before tour support. And then I started working on Dan Fox. I thought, wouldn't it be funny? She deserves a musical, Dan Fox. She's an icon. She's one of my favorite elderly Victorian actresses. And you write musicals. I thought, she needs a musical about her. Oh. It's right.
Wow.
I also loved Underneath the Scales, you're my ninth best friend.
Yeah. Oh, that is really special, and I can't wait to hear.
Well, if there are any sponsors out there looking to workshop a musical in development,
and of
we're speaking to Ellen Jeanette.
Ellen Jenner Deneneres.
I've drunk so much.
We've drunk
that person to play you. So we're going to see what happens.
This is... That gave me chills. I can't wait to hear. So traditionally, hey, as a professional musical theatre writer, thank you so
much. It's been 12
minutes. Unfortunately, the untold story of Ursula the Sea Witch touring now across the UK. written eight musicals. Anyway, traditionally, the second song will be the I Want song.
Right.
Then you will hear a villain song.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to hearing all of them.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you updated throughout the podcast.
Can't wait. Next episode. I am a dog owner.
Yeah.
A mother.
Yeah.
To a beautiful dog called Paddy.
Yeah. He is beautiful.
He is beautiful. And I write a new song about him every day.
I do. I did that when I had dogs. Like, you sing it to him?
All the time.
And they react, dogs, don't they?
Yeah. Well, he sort of sits and listens.
Yeah.
While I'm sort of wandering around being like, oh, we're halfway there. Oh, how? Paddy, Paddy Bear.
What I'm hearing there is that copyright infringement, you're just stealing other songs.
It's protected by parody law. Thank you so much.
Have you seen those clips of dogs that love particular songs? Or better yet, the dog that actually turns around when it hears Bonnie Tyler.
Turn around. Oh.
Turn around.
That was it.
And the dog does it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So each week we're going to choose new evils to create our own updated list of sins for the modern day. Dan, what are you throwing in the hellfire today?
I have something very important to talk about.
Okay.
It is an unpopular... I have an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
People who say you owe someone a breakup in person...
Yes.
Sin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because text me. When people go, oh no,
yeah,
don't break up via text, you owe it to them in person. Oh no. You no. owe them it by text.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me the opportunity to sit back,
yeah,
and fucking like absorb this horrific thing that you've said.
Yeah.
Come up with 9 great comebacks.
Yeah.
Suppress and my tears.
Workshop the
single tear that I am going to cry very beautifully.
Very beautifully.
Obviously meet up with me in person in 3 to 6 days. Yeah. Give me the chance to sort of absorb.
Call me so I can be in the corner with like a reflective light.
Right,
so you
right.
look good.
Let me work up my one woman show and my country album about this. But like,
how did that country album go? Give us a little tease of one of the songs.
He left me, and I'm not gonna let him get away with it because he left me. Oh,
yeah, so does gonna... country.
He left me. I would like to be divorced by text. I would like to be murdered by text. There is no situation where I wouldn't like a little text first. I want the opportunity to meet you in person, to have the kind of, you know, one-to-one kind of closure. Yeah. But I want to be, I want to be texted, be able to absorb it in my own time.
And I don't have to pay for brunch while some bitch makes a scene.
Oh, no. No. Imagine going out for a nice dinner that you think you're just having a nice time with your date. Yeah. And then they go, darling, we need to talk. I'd be like, oh, you fucking cunt.
I have come, I've ironed this shirt for nothing.
I have douched for nothing.
For nothing.
I've ordered prawns. No, thank you.
No.
Text me about this.
This could have been a text where I called my girls, I ordered a Nando's.
I've got my lawyer
I went to a Tom Hardy video.
Give me the opportunity to be ready for this and to have some fucking dignity. There is no... Genuinely, there is nothing that I wouldn't prefer a text first.
I really agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So anyone who tells you that you must break up with someone in person...
Yeah.
Burn in hellfire.
Yeah. Or become a Patreon member and we'll tell you what to say. Message
become
us. We'll write it for you.
At patreon.com/thehellpod. Dane, what are you throwing into the fire?
I'm throwing the sin bin. Something the from sin a bin. The sin bin. Something from a fan. A Patreon has written in.
Ooh. A Patreon sin bin. Go on.
Ready? I would love to throw adults who ride scooters into the fires of hell.
Yes.
A child on a scooter also enrages me, but they are tiny fools and their parents are the savages who bought the scooters. Adults should know better. 100%.
Completely.
100%.
There is only one person, maybe two, who could maybe three, who could carry off an adult scooter, and that is Tilda Swinton, Kate Blanchett, and maybe Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, and maybe you in the summer.
And maybe me in the summer. If you're sort of an... Oh my God, I saw Fiona Shaw on the tube the other day.
Yeah.
Very elegant.
Was it like looking
so
in
cool.
a mirror?
Yes. She was wearing like a cool trench coat. She had no makeup on. She was wearing running shoes. She had gorgeous roll neck. She was so chic. She could ride a fucking scooter. An adult man?
Yeah, and also like literally pick a lane. Are you on the pavement? Are you on the road? Oh. Do you own the world, Your Majesty?
Literally. A man who thinks he's all that, a businessman in a suit.
Me.
Yeah.
Death.
Die.
I would like to invent a companion invention that is just like a 12-meter stick that expands that you can just carry along the road. That means that no scooters can go past you. The anti-scoot, I'm going to call it.
The anti-scoot. Well.
Okay. Accepting that into the fire.
Excellent.
I think it's time we did some letters, but first, perhaps a little word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Thank you, sponsor. This is the part of the episode where we turn the evil eye on you, our listener. We have asked you to write in to judgment@hellpod.com, the anonymous form on hellpod.com, or via our socials at thehellpod. Let us know your confessions and grievances, and we, the infernal aunties, shall judge you. Are you the demon? We will find out. I'm going first. I shall be mother. Here is a confession. Dear Daniel and Dane.
I am loving the crossed legs of you right now.
Thank you for that.
Continue.
Dear Daniel and Dane. So, my sister is a vegan. She's also a massive bitch who constantly misgenders and slut-shames me because she's literally been sleeping with one guy for her entire life, dating since they were 14. Anyway, when she was 12 or 13-ish, she was a vegan of the type, don't you dare put meat in my fridge, even though it's a communal one. I think she still is. I watched iZombie, the MC baked muffins with brain. I tried it, and it actually makes them really moist and soft. I can recommend. Anyway, I fed them to her for years without telling her that they included pig's brains. Am I the demon for that?
I love the hand. I'm a bit drunk. That gesticulation that
from
you were
me?
Doing whilst reading.
Thank you.
Rada trained, I heard.
I think demon.
Of course you do. You always go to that
do
side.
Do you not think demon?
I am a damaged woman. I love a revengeful bitch. That's...
I love revenge. Always revenge over forgiveness.
Yeah, but it's brain. Full of nutrients.
Yeah, but all right, queer Hannibal Lecter. Serving up brains to their...
Yeah, but the sister slut shames her and misgenders.
Okay, the misgendering. Sure, but I'd almost rather she put, like, antifreeze in her muffins.
This be the penalty. Sorry about it. Like, come on. It's delicious. And the person doesn't know.
It's delicious. Brain?
No. I've had it. I had a brain curry. It was vile.
Oh, what type of brain?
Oh, I didn't ask questions. I ran to the bathroom.
Man.
It was so
human.
Rich and pate-like. It was gross. But I meant the revengeful act. I love that.
Listen, I embrace revenge.
We would just go medicine. We would go like...
Oh, a laxative.
Yeah, that's where we would go.
Oh my God, go straight in with a laxative.
It's cheaper.
Yeah, make her piss out of her ass. But it's something about...
Yeah.
The name I used to answer. There's something about pig's brain.
It's quite thought through, isn't it? If this was a court case...
Did you go out and get it?
Yeah, of course. No, they grew it. Of course they went out and got it.
Was it already in the fridge? Is that just like a common...
I doubt it. Pig's brain. I mean, unless they're in Chiswick and there's like some posh...
But also the fact that they've said, I tried it and it actually makes them delicious, recommend.
I mean, I could see that. You know, the way that you can add like pate to a sauce to make it rich and give it an unctuousness. But you don't tell your guests you do that. You invite Dan Fox round and you tell him it's a vegan beetroot soup.
I would know. I would know. This palate, I would know.
I mean, listen...
You're saying not demon.
I'm not saying that. I don't want people to come for me. I'm just saying I love...
You can live your truth.
I love someone who, if you fuck with them, they'll be revengeful.
I'm, of course, on the confessor's side. You know, absolutely
you
don't
misgender. You would just have preferred organic.
I would have preferred it be organic. I would have preferred them when, you know, put poo in there. Look, anything.
Carbs is also an attack, isn't
it? Yes.
You know.
Cornflour.
Imagine if we'd taken that line. Carbs, gosh, that's the issue. Yeah.
I think.
I mean, let's not fuck this person off because they'll send us muffins and we'll be like,
oh, what a delicious.
Paddy
treat.
Will love those.
There's something about putting an animal's brain.
Brain is the next level.
It's like I can't imagine anything worse.
Confession.
Go.
Okay. iZombie. Is that just like how Apple do
I
zombies?
Could not.
what is it?
It's a gorgeous, sleek, minimalist. Zombie. No, I have absolutely no idea what's iZombie.
Okay, I stopped.
Just said it's a bad TV show.
Because a good... Well, I can't talk about... I can't waste an hour about The Last of Us. It's life-changing.
Oh, The Last of Us.
I'm going to start pretending to cry.
Very good. Yeah. Lovely gay episode. With
Nick. A name I used to...
Lovely gay. With Nick Offerman. Husband famously of?
Megan Mullally.
Who is?
Karen Walker in Will and Grace.
Oh,
oh my God, I just got two people's names.
You remember
the same
two
person.
Names, I'm proud of
I remembered
you.
Two names of people of here today. I have a letter. I hooked up with a guy at a work do. We were at the same conference and staying at the same hotel. I knew he was married. I'd seen the ring, but asked no questions. This was one night with some fun, no strings, and I was single and free. We had some mediocre adult fun time, and I assumed he'd turn around and go to sleep. But he started moaning about his wife and all of the things she wouldn't do in bed or around the house or going to his rugby matches. I started to feel sorry for the woman and realised what a dickhead this guy was. He was so up his own ass. Eventually, he shut up, turned on his stomach and snored. I lay there, livid. I went to his phone, but it was locked. I then took a Sharpie marker out of my bag and wrote on his back, "Girl, run. He does not respect you. Love, name redacted." In the morning, I ushered him out of my suite. I don't know what happened, but I like to think I lit the fuse for this woman to leave his ass. Am I the devil? You are the icon.
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 I love that. That is like a Carrie Underwood song. You know that woman who's like, "I dug my keys into the..."
Yeah, yeah. Well, I read this. There is a Sinead O'Connor song called "The Voice of My Doctor," and she speaks about like leaving a message for the wife. Yeah, so like a
Even
woman
better.
Scorned. And I also love, like, I know she's doing this thing with this man, but I know that I love that she was there for her fellow woman when he started to come for her about his fucking rugby game.
Yeah, yeah. Get him.
Yeah, get him. Girls,
get him.
Unite.
100% not demon?
No.
I mean,
no,
you're welcome
exactly.
down. Come
also,
and join us.
sweet. I'm hearing a little bit of money. They were in the suite, they perhaps some money. Suite. Also, him, he is clearly not trained in mistress etiquette. I have been
the other woman.
You
went to a finishing school times. Of...
I run a course on mistress etiquette. I can teach you. Ring 1-800-SLUT-SLUT. Like, honestly, I can teach people the ways. This is not what you do. You don't speak about your home life.
What a piece of... Like, not only is he cheating on her.
Yeah.
Betraying her.
Yeah.
But he is also then... shitting on her.
Yeah, and role-playing a shoulder to cry on. No.
Yeah, and like being like, oh, she's a bit... Like, you are...
He doesn't come to my rugby.
Yeah, who would? Boring.
Yeah.
He sounds like a... Like, good... Whoever wrote this in...
Yeah.
Anonymous. Good for you.
Yeah. I also love the top energy of, I hope that he would just turn around and shut up.
Oh, yeah. She just wanted to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
She
was like... No, no. He started to man moan.
She was like, this is a rugby... lump of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to get it, and then he's going to fall asleep.
Icon, she can come here, she can have a drink. I love you, you're my new best friend.
Go where you like. Hats off to you. Dane, what were you... Oh, guava palava?
Guava
I'm
palava.
I'm raising a guava palava to you. Iconic. Good for you.
Oh.
Okay. Hey.
That's probably all from us.
That is all from us. Those are all our letters for the week. Hey, listener, if you liked this, do be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday, as always. And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell, why not subscribe to our Patreon? You will get extended guest episodes and also extra bonus episodes every month, with prices starting at just 75 pence per week. Dane, what is a pence again?
It's what you used to buy houses for when you were a little girl back in the 1700s.
Oh, my God, the 1700s. Mm. How I miss it.
But what we'd love more than anything is for our wicked little sinners, a name we're still working on, send in requests or ideas you
Please
have
send
your
in your ideas
name.
For what you would like to be called.
Okay. Danettes, maybe. They might want to call
I wouldn't
them.
Imagine so.
But anyway, spread word of our beautiful little podcast. Leave a 5-star review.
Please.
Tell your friends. Tell your priest.
Please.
Tell your baker. Tell your candlestick maker.
Do tell him.
Yankee. Tell everyone that you love us, that you're in love with us, particularly Dane. Okay? Spread the word.
I mean, if you want to lie like that. and as always, if you want to submit any confessions or grievances for our infernal judgment, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com, send us a message on socials at @thehellpod, or use the anonymous form on our website, hellpod.com. I am slurring.
We're both so rosy.
Thank you, as always, to Spotify for allowing us to use their gorgeous studios, to Thomas Hand and
Thomas Hand
for setting up our
and
little
Lewis
studio
surname.
Room, to the angels at Auburn Jam who made our music, and to our producer, Yanis. See you next week.
Bye!
Love you very much.